Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of the N4G Radio. We have the soft sounds, soothing sounds, of Gambus Colin.
Greetings, programs.
That's almost like stalker creepy.
Dear God, I think I just had a flashback to the beginning of Scream.
When they were good movies?
Yes.
Okay. Also with us, we have the Wombat Ryan Wombold.
How goes it? Sorry, I'm a little down.
He's a little under the weather.
Yeah, so I apologize if I'm not my normal loud as anything that you've ever heard in your life self.
All right. Also with us, we have the soft, soothing southern sounds of the frustrated fury.
I want my name to be Spaghetti.
Okay, it's Spaghetti. And also with us, we have John W., the soothing sounds of fish
Hello.
And chips.
Hello.
And finally, we have the soothing sounds, if he can hear you through his broken headset, Mike Futter.
How you doing?
Okay, I'm sorry, the spaghetti was still the best one.
Yes.
That's just great. I love that episode. Tonight. You. Anyway, so unfortunately we're going to lose Mr. Gambus Colin early. He has to go to a play.
Yes.
So, as always, we will let you start with your Fond du Lac.
I'm pretty sure, by the way, I just want to say this real quick. I'm pretty sure, by the way, that if you had just said we're losing someone on the show before the end of it because they have to go to a play, they would have known it was Gambus Colin.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Ugh!
No, it's not an insult. It's just you're the only person on the show that seems like the kind of guy that would go to a play.
Pretty much. Oh. But anyway, you can
I won't
do...
mention that I majored in theater in college.
Oh, that's pretty obvious.
Oh, or did I?
Well, Gambus didn't major in theater. He just goes to the theater.
He invented theater.
This is true. This is true.
I did. I invented theater.
Oh, wow, that's terrible. Anyway, go ahead, sir.
I know. I played some iPhone games this week.
Oh, boring.
You know what? Did you just read that comment off N4G?
Actually, I was typing it as we said it. I figured
that
I'd...
Sucks. That sucks. Why'd you bother to post that piece of shit article? That sucks.
I will tra-la-la-la-la all over your iPhone game. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, one of the games I played is a game called Blobster.
Okay, you're not helping your cause.
It's what happened after Napster let itself go.
Yes. It's pretty cool. You're basically this blob, and it's a platformer, but at the same time, it kind of has some sensibilities of like Angry Birds, because you can stretch the blob's body to make them jump, and there's lots of like physics in the stages. And basically, the goal is to get from one end of the stage to the pipe. The pipe's the exit.
I always like to get to the pipe after a long day.
Yeah.
That's what
you
said.
That's nasty. I was making a drug joke, and you had to go there.
Yeah.
Hookah pipe. If smoke comes out of your pipe, you might need to go see a doctor.
That's just because I use it so much. I got to give it. Remember to give it a break.
Your hand doesn't count.
Blobster really isn't that much of an exciting game. It's basically Angry Birds meets a 2D platformer. They also introduce like stuff like revolving gears and like floating platforms and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Revolving gears, isn't that Microsoft's first party lineup?
Yep.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, yep.
Le oof.
You're just butt hurt.
No, the people who responded to the Your Game Sucks article as if it were serious are butt hurt.
Oh my god.
Anyway, that's funny.
Yeah. However, the other game that I started playing is actually a really, really awesome game called Groove Coaster.
I kept hearing about this over the week.
Yes, Groove Coaster. It's a
sounds
game.
Sounds like a sexual position.
Groove Coaster.
Oh, yeah. Doot, 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 doot.
I was just making sure somebody got it.
You're welcome.
Groove Coaster of love.
Groove Coaster. Ooh. I'm done.
This isn't an audition for American Idol.
Thank God.
They would have won.
Come on, John, do your Simon Cowell. Tell him how bad he sucks.
You, sir, you suck.
What is that, British Shao Kahn?
Yeah.
It's official. You suck.
You don't sound that bad. Maybe he does.
Channel a little Australian. Go ahead, Gambus. Don't let us throw you off course. Come on, you've been doing this for 3 years now.
Groove Coaster.
Of love.
From the director of Space Invaders Infinity Gene.
Really?
Yes. This game is really awesome. It's weird because it's actually a rhythm action game.
Rhythm action.
Yeah. You're basically this this energy light and you it's hard to explain. It's like, you know, it's abstract. You're traveling along a track in like space and stuff, and when you align with other like energy bursts, you're supposed to tap the screen. And when you tap the screen,
tap that screen,
you know, it goes with the music, and it makes sounds with the music.
That's usually what happens when I tap that ass.
And of course, it has
sweet, beautiful sounds.
Wait right.
A minute, hold on a second. If she's farting when you're doing it, I think you should feed her something different.
Are you referring to your dog? What? The hell?
You said it makes music when you tap that ass.
Yeah, I didn't say it made a trumpet. Or a duck.
What kind of music does it make?
It makes sweet music.
Sweet, sweet music.
That's right.
Yeah, it totally depends on the song.
Or the ass.
Yep.
Yeah, where is this true podcast going?
Oh,
I don't know.
It's going all kinds of good.
But yeah, I played that. I mean, that's pretty much the whole gist of the game. Simple concept, but yeah, at the same time, engaging and becoming more and more complex as you get along further in the game. And the last game I played was a console game.
Oh, no.
Yes. On Xbox 360, I played Catherine.
So I'm just kind of curious, what made you buy the 360? Was it because of the cover?
That, and there were only two copies in the whole store. There was the special edition PS3 version.
Oh, love is over.
Or the regular edition Xbox 360.
Well, I don't blame you, because that special edition's kind of ridiculous, unless you're just a collector.
Yeah.
Pizza box, man.
A pizza box and a pair of boxer shorts that you will never wear.
And a pillow. Don't forget the pillow.
Pillowcase.
Oh, it's just a pillowcase?
Yeah, it's just a pillowcase. Yeah. If they put a pillow in there, can you imagine how big that box would be?
That's what she said.
That'd be worth it.
Your wife has a lot of sexual innuendo, because that's always what she said.
I know, right?
Your household must be weird.
It is.
But,
save me!
What's that?
There's only two couples.
Save me!
He's trying to get him back on. He's trying to get him back on track. Thank you, John.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Gambus. Two copies in the store.
Yeah. And that's why I bought the regular 360 version.
Gotcha. Well, I've not heard that there's a difference between the two. I can't imagine that there is. Other than
you still get the soundtrack and the art book with the regular version, don't you?
Yeah, you still get that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think the only thing different was the cutscenes were a little cleaner on 360 because of this, or I'm sorry, on PS3 because of the space.
Hmm.
But I personally played through it on 360. I didn't really notice them looking that bad. They look pretty good to me.
Yeah, same here. What I did notice, though, was the anime cutscenes have a dramatic higher volume than the actual in-game cutscenes.
Oh, that would be annoying.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Did you notice that, Ken?
No, I didn't notice that at all.
Yeah, like when they would talk, it'd be like all of a sudden, like the anime seems to be like, "What are you doing?" You know, really loud, and then it'll go right into the in-game cutscene, and it's like, "What are you doing? How are you doing?" You know, it's like the volume is like half, well, maybe not half, but maybe about 2/3 to 3/4 the volume of the anime cutscenes.
Hmm, that's interesting. No, I didn't notice it. Maybe it's because the anime cutscenes are usually action-oriented and the actual in-game cutscenes are usually more calm and talking. I don't know. I didn't notice it.
Well, it would be it's the dialogue. The dialogue also is dramatically different because the thing is, it wasn't just my copy of the game. It was also the PS3 downloadable demo did the exact same thing with me as well.
Hmm. Interesting. No, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's the anime sections are done by an anime studio, so maybe there were some wires crossed about what level they should be, the volume should be at. If they were just inserted into the game, there was no level checking for the volumes. That's a possibility. Hmm. I don't know.
Possibly.
I don't make games.
I don't either.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't make monkeys. I just train them.
But the whole concept of Catherine is, who would have thought that a puzzle game would have such a compelling story?
Ain't you ever played Angry Birds?
Yeah.
They're making a film out of that, so it must have a good story.
Must. The dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine is an incredible game.
Yes, I beat it. Loved it.
I'm on day 5 right now.
You're about to hit the brick wall.
I'm at the end of day 5.
6-2. Remember that.
Oh, man, don't tell me that.
Made my brain hurt.
If you tell me 6-2 and be like, it's the wall.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
You said you can't change the difficulty at any time, right?
You can change it between easy, medium, and normal. You cannot change it to very easy once you've started the game.
Son of a bitch.
So if you want to play very easy, you have to do it from the beginning.
Is there a difference between very easy and easy?
There's a huge difference. They actually give you a power-up every block. They give you the energy drink power-up.
I haven't played the game yet, so I don't know what that is.
Well, Jason will
know. We've not got it over here yet, you see.
You've got the energy drink, haven't you, Jason?
I'm playing it on easy.
You should still have gotten the energy drink. It's one of the power-ups in some of the levels.
Yeah.
It lets you jump up 2 blocks.
Yeah.
Which is a huge change.
Mm.
So, and on very easy, you get them constantly.
It's a tough game.
It's very tough.
It is. Right now, I'm being chased by...
Don't come on now.
Don't spoil it, man.
Don't spoil the bosses. The bosses are part of the story.
Yeah, keep stum.
Yeah, John's got to wait like 6 months.
No, it's more than that. They've got to localize it. I think it'll be next year.
That's because British English is a different language.
No, it's because they're doing the same for French, Italian, Spanish, and German, and they'll all be on the same disc, so it'll all have to be localized.
So it'll be three discs on 360?
No, it'll be probably one on the PS3.
So is the German version gonna be like hi Catherine, hi?
I don't know. I don't speak German.
Jesus Christ! The hell was that?
Hiya, Catherine!
You sound like a badly dubbed kung fu movie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking to say.
That's what German sounds like to me.
More Bruce Lee than Heil Hitler.
Yeah, because he's still relevant, John.
I am Jewish. I find that offensive.
No, you don't.
You find fuck all offensive.
Oh, Jesus. Be careful, Jason will make another one of those jokes we got to cut out that he didn't get.
Wait a minute. Wait, there was a joke?
You weren't here for it, and you got really quiet, by the way, so.
I did?
Yes.
Speak louder there.
Yeah.
Hello!
That's better.
Gambus, please continue.
Yeah, I'm just really amazed that how compelling the game is.
It's phenomenal.
It's so different.
It is. It's such a breath of fresh air that I actually really want to go back and kind of clean up some of the achievements after I beat it, because it's just really fun.
It is. So,
how long is the game?
It took me 11 and a half hours to beat it.
That's substantial then.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, Ken, what was your overall impression? Did your impression change during the last part of the game? I don't know anything that happens during the end game, but I'm wondering if there's something that happens that you know.
There's a big you basically get the whole gist of the story in chapter 8. They pretty much nail it down in about a half hour cutscene.
Oh bloody hell! Who made this game, Kojima?
Yeah, I actually thought it was the ending. Because it was so long. And then they're like, oh, there's one more night. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's very Persona.
So, yeah, it's different. I mean, it's not unexpected. I just don't think it really occurred to me while I was playing that was what was going on.
Sounds pretty cool. Like I said, I love the game. I'm glad I paid full price for it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it's a really, really good game. It's been one of the better games I've played this summer.
Yeah, I mean, granted, the game is starting to frustrate me because of its challenge. And I actually had a dream one night that I was moving blocks.
Dude, I did the same thing.
Dude. And in my dream, I was like, I remember I was so adamant about trying to like make them all perfect and everything, and I'm like, and I think I even acknowledged the game in my dream, like I'd be like, yeah, I'm trying to stack all these blocks perfectly just like that game Catherine.
Yeah, you know? I had a dream where I was block moving. It gets,
man,
inside your head, dude.
Make sure you don't fall in your dream, you may die in real life.
This is true.
Yeah, I was in a warehouse during the dream. It was kind of like Shenmue, but I won't go into that.
Oh god.
Random.
Yeah, it was like Shenmue meets Catherine. It was like forklift transport.
Oh god.
Yeah. Anyway,
I forgot about that.
Let's move on. I don't want to have flashbacks of Shenmue.
Oh.
That's like being in a war. Sailors in the trees. Anyway.
Future fondly, probably some Dungeon Siege 3, because I didn't get around to it this week. And I also downloaded an iPhone role-playing game called Ash. And I read a lot of really good reviews on it. It's supposed to be really cool. The graphics look like Final Fantasy II. On Super Nintendo.
Alrighty.
And I heard it's got a really good story as well, which is very strange for a iPhone role-playing game.
Excellent. So now we move on to Mr. Frustrated Fury.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're going to take you on a little trip. Take you for a ride.
Going to take you for a ride. Do-do-do-do.
Through time, actually. I'm going to take you to a time back in 1992.
When you were three?
Yeah, I was three. No, in 1992, how old was I? I was eight. And there was this game that came out on the Neo Geo. It was called Baseball Stars 2. And I got to play that this week. And I have to say, not only does that game hold up, but that game is fun as shit.
Baseball Stars is always fun. I know Wombold was a fan of it.
Oh my god, that game is awesome.
Yeah, I used to love Baseball Stars a lot.
It's just pure arcadey, like, I'm trying to compare it to something, probably the Bigs, but not really. The Bigs is more technical than this game is. But, you know, like, outrageous characters, all the baseball characters look like juiced up roid guys with huge muscles, and
turning on Fox and watching baseball.
Yeah, and apparently everybody gets angry about everything, so if you strike out a guy, he will always break the bat over his knee, and if a guy is running toward a base and he gets called out, even if, like, he was a mile away from the plate, he will still run up to the umpire and start arguing with him. It's one of those ridiculously fun games, and they have it on the Neo Geo station, which is really amazing. The Neo Geo station is this little hub that holds a bunch of games that was released, including Baseball Stars 2, and it allows you to save whenever you want to. You can save right in the middle of a game. It does offer online play for all their games. And the online is actually really good, which surprises the crap out of me due to the fact that SNK games normally don't have good online. And Baseball Stars is amazing. It really is good. I don't know when my review will go live, but it should be sometime next week.
Yes, it's scheduled.
Okay. And, yeah, definitely check out that review. And seriously, it's $8, I think, $7.99. Is it both on PS3 and PSP, or is it just?
I'm not sure about the Neo Geo Station games. I know all the other games we got are on both.
Okay, actually, I think it is on PSP. I think it's $1 cheaper on PSP. So both games, fantastic. Definitely play that game. All right, we're going to time travel a little bit more to 1995. I was 11, and The King of Fighters 95 came out.
The King of Fighters.
And, yeah, it is King of Fighters. One of the things that I've always liked about SNK Fighters is that they do a very, very good job. They feel totally different from Street Fighter, but they're supposed to, I guess. And this one... I did a little bit of research because I couldn't remember King of Fighters 94. Apparently in 94, you could only choose a team. You couldn't choose individual characters to play with. In 95, they allowed you to choose individual characters to play instead of just choosing a team. And it was also the first game Iori Yagami was made into. And, yeah, that game is great. The only thing – which I've noticed that most – SNK fighters have done this, particularly the ones that are hand-drawn still and sprite-based. Very pixelated. Very heavily pixelated. King of Fighters 12 that came out 2 years ago, or last year, actually. Wait, no, it was 2 years ago. It was very pixelated whenever stuff would zoom in for some reason. But, yeah, King of Fighters 95 is great. It doesn't have the biggest list of characters. It's got all the classics. You know, you got the Bogard brothers, you got Benny Maru, you got all the Fatal Fury guys, and the only ones that's lacking is the the basketball players.
I can't remember what they were. The American team, I think, was what it's called. I can't remember. But it also uses the Neo Geo station and has good online. So I will say right now, this is probably the only SNK fighter that has good online at the current moment. So hopefully that will be remedied in King of Fighters 13 that comes out this year, but we'll find out. But yeah, King of Fighters 95, if you're into fighting games, particularly SNK fighters, or if you're looking for, you know, just a cheap little fighting game to get into, definitely check that out. $8. It's great. And it like, the controls are still spot on. That's the thing that really gets to me. Like, there's some games out there that, you know, they're not ported well or something like that, but this one, like, SNK took their time with these games, and they feel good. Well, let's time travel again to 2002. I'm playing Sly Cooper, the first one. Technically, I'm playing the new version of it, which is in high definition and in 3D and has trophies. It is very good. It has so much charm. That's the best way I can put it. And the bad thing is I'm a completionist, and
there's so much stuff to collect.
What's that now?
Those challenge runs.
The challenge runs?
Yeah, in Sly Cooper, you had to do a challenge run in order to unlock the, I can't remember. The family treasures or whatever?
The family jewels.
I haven't ran into any trial runs yet. But
you do them after you beat the level.
Really?
I think so, I remember correctly.
That sounds familiar, but I don't remember if that's in the first one.
Yeah, it might not be in the first one.
Okay. But I know the first one...
I played those games.
Yeah, I know.
You have to collect a bunch of hints, and then at the end of a certain level, there's like a, you know, Bentley the Turtle. He gives you like a code that you can put into, and you can get like a new ability. And I'm always having to do that. And then it always is like, it's either 40 or 30 you have to collect on a level, and I'll always end up with 29 or 39. I'm like, fuck, I missed one fucking thing, and I gotta go back to that entire level and find it again. But yeah, that game series is awesome. And like, I'm really enjoying it. I picked it up and played it at the beginning of it whenever I first got the game, and I was sitting here wondering, I was like, man, I finished my games. I'm just kind of curious of what I should start. And I was like, you know what? I saw Sly Cooper sitting there, and I started playing it again. Sly Cooper Collection, seriously, I put probably already 8 hours into Sly Cooper 1, and I'm a little more than halfway. That is a steal for $30. Or is it 40? Is it 39?
I thought it was $30.
Is it $29.99?
I think so.
That's a friggin' steal. Because you get three full-on games. Like that, and well, actually four, because they have those move games.
Yeah, it's $29.99.
But yeah, play Sly Cooper. The only other thing I played was Mortal Kombat with Ken
and Mike. Mortal Kombat.
And the only reason why I played that was because I watched Evo all this weekend, and it makes me want to start playing fighting games again and never be good at them.
Good news. Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is coming out.
I know. I can't wait. I got it paid off. Everything. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I don't care what you boycott. I'm buying Street Fighter 3 Third Strike online.
You go right ahead. I'm not boycotting anything. I'm just saying I'm not going to buy their games anymore because I know they'll release another one 8 months down the line.
I don't know about this one since it's a downloadable
they won't
game.
They won't do another Third Strike, but I guarantee you there will be another Street Fighter cross-stacking.
Well, yeah, of course.
Like, I bet you they'll even do another rendition of Street Fighter 4 before they come out with Street Fighter 5.
Well, really?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
I bet you $10 that they will.
$10,
I got a question. People who fall for it time and time again, can they actually hold their fecal matter in? Or have they just been so destroyed by Capcom?
Are you suggesting that they take it up the ass?
No.
There's no other way to take it, man.
Okay, yes.
Okay, Drew. I got news for you. There's a whole internet out there that will prove you wrong.
Yeah, about that ear fucking fetish.
No!
Jesus.
Anyway, I was trying to be subtle.
Seriously.
Good luck with this.
So was I. I want my ear.
Okay, so do you have any future fondling?
More Sly Cooper. I want to finish at least Sly Cooper 1 and then probably take my time and do something else and then play Sly Cooper 2 and 3. So I'll probably finish up Sly Cooper 1 this week. Looking at like the games that I have here, I don't know. I may want to jump into an RPG. I may not. I got Crysis 2 sitting there. I should finish it.
Yes, that's a very good game.
I've only got probably, like, they're not really missions, but, like, the second chapter into the game. So, I may give Crysis 2 a shot.
All right. Well, then I will move on to Mr. W.
Well, I'm a little better this week than I was last week. I'm kind of been playing some new games as opposed to old ones. Although I have been playing some old ones. Like Drew, I've been sampling SNK's offerings on the PSN. Both Athena and Ikari Warriors. Both of which, better or for worse, are faithful ports of the original arcade games. Ikari Warriors stands out a lot better. It is exactly how I remember it being in the arcade. The only slight issue you've got is that you have to rotate your character's directional fire using the shoulder buttons, and when you're in the heat of battle with several enemies sort of trying to run you down, it's rather difficult to do and stay focused. So that's the only sort of flaw that it has. Other than that, it's really, really good. Athena, on the other hand, I can't say the same for. That hasn't aged very well at all. It's incredibly brutal. Really, really difficult. It's Mega Man kind of difficulty. I couldn't get on with it at all. I'm sure there are people out there that probably think it's a real turn on in that way, you know, real brutal stuff, but I just couldn't. So they're good. The reviews will be going up shortly, I'm sure, scheduled for this week at some point.
Scheduled?
Scheduled, yes. I'm British.
Scheduled? I'm sorry, that's a Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Oh.
Scheduled?
I'm sorry, I never watched that film. That's an awful film.
Oh, are you crazy?
Oh, snap.
Sorry, it's
terrible. Wasn't Leslie Nielsen in there?
Yes.
Yes, he was Dracula.
Yeah, but why would you speak ill of the dead?
No, he's brilliant. That film's... nowhere near as good as the stuff he's done beforehand.
Oh, my God.
You are in the closet. Open the door and come out.
Yeah, I'm sorry, there you go. That just literally defends my point.
I love
it's
that.
It's funny. Renfield is fucking hilarious.
Oh, that's a great
wrong
movie.
Wrong me!
I love that part? Movie. Yes.
Renfield, I'm drinking wine and eating chicken.
I love that movie.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
I gotta go watch it again now.
It's on Netflix. Go watch it.
Anyway.
Now that we've turned this into a Dracula Dead Loving It podcast.
Very good impression, by the way. Two of the newer games I've played, I picked up some Microsoft points, and I purchased From Dust.
Ooh, I'm interested. You were hype machine for this game.
Indeed, and I am really, really enjoying it. My issue with it, the only one I really have, is just wrapping your head around what you've got to do and trying to juggle the different elements such as plant life and lava and all of these bits and pieces, because obviously they don't mix very well. And there was a couple of instances when all of my little men burnt to a crisp. It was a terrible, terrible death for them. Not very good, but that's the only thing is you just have to kind of be very careful about what you do and keep an eye on the whole thing. You can't just set your sights on the one thing you've got to do next, you've also got to keep in mind all of the bits and pieces that you've already done and make sure they stay as they should be. But, I mean, it's a nice place. It's got a great learning curve to start off with. It drops you in on a few islands so you can pick up the real basics. And then you do kind of, I think it's like island 6 or 7 when you start they combine all of the mechanics together and you start have to really think about it. But it is a wonderful game. It looks brilliant. I completely agree with Mike's review. It's definitely a 9 out of 10. There are the other issue of your men wandering off and getting into positions that kill them when it's no fault of your own, but you know, it's only small niggly things. But that's really good. Well worth the 1,200 points. I think that's a real standout of the Summer of Arcade. I have heard that apparently Kinect's Fruit Ninja is meant to be really good as well, but for that, with the news that it's going to be bundled in with Gunstringer. I might just wait and pick those both up if Gunstringer turns out to be any good as well.
Don't you think that was a mistake?
Sorry?
Don't you think that was a mistake to announce that that was going to be bundled before it came out?
I thought it was odd. I must admit, I thought it was really odd. Why would you... Because, all right, fair enough, people aren't going to sort of go out to buy the Gunstringer just because it's got Fruit Ninja Connect in it, but there will be certainly people now thinking, well, the Gunstringer looks like it's something that's going to appeal to me, so does Fruit Ninja, I'm just going to wait now, so surely they must lose sales. I don't understand it. But,
yeah,
you know.
I don't know.
I think they're afraid
me.
That the Gunstringer's not going to do too well.
Is Fruit Ninja Connect going to make that much of a difference?
Well, here's
the two games for $40 instead of one game for $60.
If they didn't think the Gunstringer was going to do that well, why'd they make it a retail game?
That's what blows my mind, because I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at it, and it looks like Comic Jumper, yet it's for Kinect.
Yeah,
because
that's what I thought.
If you watch any of those gameplay videos, every single one of those things is something from Comic Jumper.
It does look very similar in aesthetic. The side-scrolling parts with the slightly...
But to be fair, aren't most Kinect games on-rail shooters?
Every Kinect game is on rail shooter.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, it's not much different from every other Kinect game.
I just, like, that's the one. I mean, you're talking to the guy who hates Kinect.
So, well, yeah.
I mean, I see no justification for... there's no way in hell, this day and age, that I would pay $60 for an on-rail shooter. Absolutely no way.
No. Maybe unless they did another Panzer Dragoon.
Even then, dude, come on.
I love Panzer Dragoon.
I do too, but man, come on.
I know.
I beat Panzer Dragoon Orta in 6 hours.
Well, yeah. Those games aren't very long. I've paid $60 for games shorter than 6 hours.
That's true.
Can I continue?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
I played something that Ryan might actually appreciate. Dungeon Siege 3, which was my first kind of real loot game for a long, long time. And that game loves its loot.
Yes, it does.
Really loves its loot.
I don't think Womble's actually played Dungeon Siege 3.
I don't think he has either.
He may have played a demo, but...
I think it's... him being the loot whore that he is, I think he'd certainly get a kick out of it. And I can't ask him, because he's vanished.
It's magic.
Yeah. That was brilliant. It's brilliant. It's better than I thought it would be. Admittedly, I played the demo. I was kind of intrigued by it. Played quite well, the demo did. And it was on sale at some ridiculous price. I think it was like £17, which is the equivalent of about $22 for you guys. So it's an incredibly low price. And I thought, you know what, I'll give that a shot. I haven't been disappointed yet. It's really difficult to start off with. When you're on your own, when you're, you know, you've got no colleagues with you to start off with.
Yeah.
You know, you slowly meet up with the crew. It can be quite overwhelming, especially if you try and do some of the side quests beforehand, because you can get, if you're not fully aware of the mechanics or haven't figured out how they work exactly, it can become quite overwhelming. But it's still a great game. I mean, I've picked up one companion so far. We're taking on like the first big boss, which I'm finding quite difficult, but I'll keep on hammering at it and at some point get it through. Plenty of save points, so you're never too far away. So if you do end up getting jumped on and killed, you've already probably saved down the road. I found that there was one every 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, but eventually you'll start running into like areas. It's like, holy shit, we have to do this all over again. But who are you using?
Oh, I took your advice. I'm using the girl with the guns, the Katarina. I'm using her because of the spread shot she's got for her short range, and then obviously that rifle's really high powered, especially when you start leveling up that, and it can become really, really high powered, and it can kill enemies in one shot. So
yeah, she can get the machine gun thing, and then you can have it. You can put a buff on yourself where every time you do damage to an enemy, it heals you. You use the machine gun ability, and it's just constantly healing you while damaging other bad guys, and it's really awesome.
Cool. Well, it's definitely the kind of game that Ryan would like because of the looting aspect. I mean, every other enemy that you kill drop some kind of loot, and most of the time it's weaponry or armor or a kind of item that will be handy. And you know, there are barrels all over the place that you shoot, and there's gold in there, and it's I'm really enjoying it. I didn't think I would, but for that price, I mean, if I'd have paid 40 or 50 pounds for it, I'd have thought maybe not, but for that price I would certainly recommend anyone who can get it for as cheap as that to play if you've got any kind of interest in that type of game.
One more thing I want to ask you. You said that there was a few side quests that you realized it was really difficult. Was that side quest whenever you had to go to the lake and throw that thing in the lake and have those guys attack you?
No, actually, that one, it took me 2 goes to do that one, but it took me about 3 goes to do the one where you've got to retrieve a guy's family heirloom from a bandit. And to be fair, it was only difficult because at that point I hadn't fully got to grips with the mechanics, and I didn't realise about the ability to heal yourself.
A must.
Yeah, I now understand, because I was going, what on earth's going on? I can't, it's, you know, I'm playing, I'll admit, I'm playing it on easy. Why am I dying, you know, 3 or 4 times? And then I just kind of read into it a bit more, and then I realised that if I press down the left trigger and the blue button, I'll get a slow replenishment of health. So after that, once I figure that out, then I think it only took 1 go.
Okay.
But I'm enjoying it. It's definitely worth picking up for cheap. And that's it. That's all I've played this week.
And what's your future?
Definitely some more Dungeon Siege 3. Other than that, I don't know if I've got anything that's sort of desperate to be played. Nothing for review as yet, and it's unlikely to get much now the season's getting dry. No, that's about it. I think that's one that I'm going to be looking at. I might play some Sly, scenes as what Drew's been saying is kind of made me remember how good that game is, and that I need to play it.
It's a great game.
Mm. All right. So now I will move on to Mr. Futall.
Woohoo! Let's see. Now I can talk about From Dust. I appreciate the compliments on the review, John. I couldn't talk about it last week. But clearly, if you've read the review, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. And, you know, as I said in the end of the review, if you're not sure about it, try the demo. You know,
the demo definitely gives you a good flavor of what to expect.
I'm glad to hear that. I realized that after that went to print, it's like, wow, I have actually no idea what's in the demo because I just played the full game.
I played the demo first, and you get a good few islands to play about with.
Yeah. So which island are you on again?
I don't know exactly which one. The one I've just done, I just done one with that introduces the water system, as in underground water holes and
noises. Okay.
That was quite tricky.
That was also the one where I first encountered the pathing problems, where with guys trying to not fixing the way they needed to go when they encountered too steep a hill. And also that one where they just were afraid of even the slightest puddle.
Actually, thinking about it, the last map I did, I can't remember now, it's the one that introduces the fire and water plants. That was a bitch of a level.
Yeah. I also had that same experience where I was near the end with all my totems populated and one bad fire wiped me out. Took me back to zero. So it's a challenging game. Wait till you get to the territory that is actually in the caldera of a volcano. That gets really challenging. I didn't play any more of that this week, but I did play that through its entirety before my review. I finished Shadows of the Damned this week. I continue to rave about that game. I thought it was fantastic all the way to the end. The last boss battle is time-consuming, but I didn't find it terribly difficult. I know that there was a glitch problem with it, I think you guys said.
Yes.
I didn't experience it.
I didn't experience it either. It's just, if you don't, when you blah, 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 with the shield, the green shield.
Yes.
If you destroy that, his health regenerates.
Oh, I did not have that problem, no.
Yeah. Well, you may not have noticed it. Because that's what causes the time consumption. Because if you don't destroy it, his health continues to stay down. And it takes less time.
So how are you? So it just automatically goes away then, after a while?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The battle's not nearly as long as it needs to be if you don't do that.
Got it. So it baits you into healing him.
Yep.
Interesting. Well, does take place in hell. I played Bastion from start to finish. Loved the hell out of that game. The music is stuck in my head, especially Zia's song. I really hope that Supergiant Games releases that soundtrack. That will be a definite purchase for me. Realizing also that that was one of the marquee titles, obviously, in this year's Summer of Arcade. We then got a code for Limbo for the PC. It's finally coming out on PC and PSN, which was last year's marquee title for Summer of Arcade, right?
It was one of them, yeah.
I know it came out last July.
It was last year's Summer of Arcade, yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
I had not played it before this. I had played the demo on the 360. But played it all the way through in one sitting on the PC. There's nothing different about it other than there being some additional hidden stuff in the PC and PSN version. So you will be getting pretty much the identical experience if you're just going through from beginning to end. My review, will be up at some point this week, and I'll kind of leave it at that. I don't know how much I'm supposed to say about it.
Well, I think it's a year-old game.
Okay. Then I will say just this, that I don't think they give you enough in the game for the ending to work. And that's my opinion. I know that a lot of people absolutely loved the game. I thought it did some things very well. I thought that when it was... that when it was good, it was extremely good. But when it forced you into timing puzzles and platforming stuff, the controls didn't back it up. But even in that, the art style and the sound design were unbelievably good. And I can see why people raved about it in those regards. I just thought that the game never came together as a cohesive finished product. I thought that there were elements of it that were very good and elements of it that weren't good, and there was no glue holding it together. Again, just my opinion. My review will be up this week. You can tell me how wrong I am when it goes live. You know, and that's fine. That's absolutely fine. But just hear me out about some of my concerns with it before you tell me I'm an idiot and that I'm a discredit to gaming and that I should never play games again.
You're an idiot.
Someone sounds bitter.
No. I just know that there are going to be people who vehemently disagree with my issues with the game. And that's fine. Just hear me out.
You're an idiot.
Well, that may be. No. That is. It is true. But do hear me out anyway, and then tell me how stupid I am. I played some of those SNK games too. I'm not going to go into it. Some of the reviews are up. Some of them are going up this week. All of them are direct ports. I know John loved Ikari Warriors. I had Guerrilla War, which controls exactly the same, and I actually found it very cumbersome to have to change direction, change firing direction with the shoulder buttons.
That was the only problem with it.
I think it's because it's a PSP game.
I think that's exactly what it is, that they had to make it compatible. It was a it's PlayStation Mini, so it has to be compatible with the PSP, only one analog stick. They had to figure out a way to do it. Would have been better to just do them as, you know, SNK arcade games or whatever that's called, and just implement it as a dual stick shooter, and I think they would have been fantastic. I also had some issues with the pricing. They kind of blanket priced all of the minis at $299. And I think some of them are definitely worth that. Marvin's Maze, I thought, was pretty clever. But Ozma Wars, which is a December 1978 game, should not be a $299 game. Either should Sasuke versus Commander. I mean, these are not $3 games. They should have been priced differently. I also played and reviewed a space shooter for free, which is coming out on iOS. It was originally a PSN game. I think that game was supposed to come out last week. It's been bumped to this week, and my review will be up when the game launches. And I spent the bulk of my time in the second half of the week playing Red Dead Redemption, finally. And I'm enjoying it quite a lot, actually.
That's a great game.
I think it's probably... and again, I still need to go back and play more L.A. Noire. I have not played a lot of it. But out of all of the Rockstar games that I have played significant amounts of, I think that they've done the best job of creating a realistic environment with Red Dead Redemption. I think there's always something that seems very phony about the cities in Grand Theft Auto games. And I know that they're meant to be caricatures, but there's just something very authentic about the way it paints the Old West in Red Dead Redemption. And it could just be that they don't have to fill in every place with people. And that the fact that they can make the settlements feel alive and then have that that loneliness of the open terrain, maybe that's what it is. But I think they've done a fantastic job. And then next week I'll be playing more Red Dead, and I don't know what else. But definitely lots more Red Dead.
All right. And finally we come to the Wombats.
All right. So... with the sickness, I've had a little bit more time to play games this week than usual. But I haven't really played more games than usual. I played a lot more of the ones that I played, if that makes sense. I did finally play the full version of Minecraft. I really do think it's kind of an achievement in game design, just because, you know, it started out completely independently developed. The money that he's made off of this game allowed him to found his own gaming company, which continues to develop Minecraft. And the game's just really fun. It's very addictive. And the survival aspect of it is pretty cool, because I got to be honest with you. I'm sure you guys have all seen what Minecraft looks like, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, yep. So you know what the graphic style looks like.
In 64.
Not even that.
Like large pixels, right?
It reminds me of the mid-90s era of 3D, like kind of like that Doom, early
Stunt
Doom,
Race FX.
Yeah, that just like the mid-90s era of 3D gaming. And it literally, and I've played, I'm not a huge survival horror guy, but I've played a lot of survival horror games. This game literally might be the scariest game I've ever played. I mean, you laugh, but I don't know if you guys know the way the survival mode in it works, but there are day-night cycles in the game. And every, I think it's 15 minutes, day and night roll over. At night, monsters spawn, and they spawn anywhere where it's dark. So most of the time you spend, like, especially the first little while you're in the world, once you're in the world for a little while, you kind of establish a place that's safe, and you don't have to worry about it as much when you're home. But then when you go out adventuring and trying to find more resources, then you have to worry about it again. But especially the first couple days, you literally are just gathering resources as fast as you can so that you can make a little dirt hovel with some torches in it so you don't die. Because when the night comes, these enemies come out, and there's, you know, they just come out of nowhere, I guess is the best way to put it. So, and especially when you're spelunking, because there's a lot of mining, obviously, since it's in the game, to get resources. And so you're just digging down further into the earth. And every now and then, you'll be digging down, and all of a sudden, you'll hit a block, and it opens up into this big, giant cave that's completely dark. And you'll just hear things in there. So you know there's enemies in there, but you don't know, and you'll know what they are because you can hear it, but you don't know where they are. So you're like wandering through trying to lay torches down and hoping to God one of them doesn't sneak in behind you and attack you. There's zombies and skeletons with bows and arrows, and there's the sort of the de facto mascot of the game is called the Creeper. And basically it gets in your face, or if you get close to it, you'll hear it start hissing, and then it just explodes. And you die, generally, and it just takes out a huge section of concrete or your house or whatever it happens to explode by. It's just really, I mean, I don't know if I can express without you actually playing it sort of how intense it is, especially, like I said, the first 3-4 nights that you're playing the game. So there is a demo available. I would suggest, if anybody's even remotely interested, I would suggest that you go ahead and just Google Minecraft demo, and you can find, it was PC Gamer, I think, that had a demo for the game. And the demo is the full game. You can only play it for 90 minutes until your world locks, and then you can still run around and look at everything if you want to, you just can't edit anything. But the cool thing about the demo is you only get 90 minutes in your world to be able to edit anything, but you can delete that world and start over again an infinite number of times. So, I mean, it's a good demo. It's a good structure for a demo for that game. So if you're at all even close to interested in it, I would definitely suggest checking out the demo.
Have you heard about the new enemy that they're implementing?
I did, but I saw that they were implementing one, but to be honest, I didn't see what it was going to be.
It's called the Enderman, and it's based off the Slenderman. Now, I know Drew has seen Marble Hornets.
Oh, God. Shit's creepy as hell.
So, essentially what it is, it's these tall, lanky things that as long as you don't look directly at them, you're fine. But if you put your cursor, if you put the reticle on them, it stops and it stares at you.
Nice.
As soon as you move your reticle off it, it rushes at you.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, that fits in that game perfectly. Because
this sounds interesting. Wait a minute.
I mean, with some terrible... I mean, I don't want to say terrible, because they're done that way on purpose. And, I mean, I don't know that I can express the scale of this game without you actually playing it. It's huge, and it's procedurally generated as you go. So, literally, I suppose it's theoretically possible that you would run out of room on a horizontal level, but you won't. So, I mean, they have to make it look the way they do, but the level of tension that they're able to create with the enemies that they have and the graphics that they have is just incredible. It really is a real landmark. I hate saying landmark in game design because it sounds so cheesy, But, it, I mean, it really is. Definitely you should check it out if you're even remotely interested in the game. The demo is on an older version, obviously, so you're not going to have a lot of the, like, weather effects and stuff that's come into the game since. But definitely check it out.
Hmm.
I'm interested.
Well, the question, I guess, is do you play it PC now or do you wait for 360 maybe?
You could do either one. There's also going to be an iPhone and Android version called Minecraft Pocket. I haven't heard yet, but I would imagine with the seed system that they have for allowing people to play on different worlds, my guess would be you'll be able to play on worlds from the PC version on the Xbox version. I haven't confirmed that yet, but I would have to think that's the case.
I'd have to use a controller. I can't,
you know,
for
what?
The life of me use.
You'd think that, but really, in all honesty, it might be the kind of game you need to play with a mouse. Because especially when you're, if you want to build intricate things, and you can build some really cool stuff. If you want to build things, there's going to be some times where you're going to want to be real careful about where you put it. So I don't know. We'll have to see how the Xbox controller works for that, but. It's just really a really cool game. That I didn't even mention the crafting aspect, where you get all these resources from destroying blocks and from cutting down trees and stuff. And you have a little crafting window on yourself, but you can build a crafting table, which gives you a 3x3 row of blocks, of empty blocks. And you basically, you build the shape of something with the raw materials. And if you build the right shape, it crafts that item. So if you put, you know, in your 3x3 block, if you put three pieces of stone across the top and then two sticks going down, it'll build a stone pick. So, I mean, it's just really cool. I don't know what else to say about it other than check out the demo for sure. Secondly... I played more Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I have to feel like I'm getting somewhat... I don't want to say I'm real close to the end, but I have to feel like I'm getting there. I'm through Sequence 6. I'm in Sequence 7 now. I know that there's, I think, 9 sequences according to the achievement list. I have to feel like I'm getting close to the end of that, so I'm hoping I'll beat that here before too long. I've given up trying for 100% sync on everything. Just because I'm not the type of person that cares enough about the achievement to let it ruin my time with a game. And some of this stuff is just way too hard to get 100% sync on. And I'm not gonna sit there. Yeah, well, the tank level, I didn't even try. Because I heard you guys complain about it so much.
You have to glitch it is the only way to do it.
Yeah, so... I basically said, you know what, as far as I know, there's no, I mean, you guys might correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as I know, there's no story benefit to getting 100% sync.
No, I don't think so.
Anything in the story, so I don't really care. I'm not worried about the achievement. I'm just playing it to beat the missions and I am trying to unlock as much stuff as possible, and obviously I want to do all the layers of Romulus stuff because I like those. I want to do all the Subject 16 stuff because I think that's really interesting and I like the puzzles. But I'm not, you know, really worried about every mission being 100% sync. But that game's really, really good. I mean, it's even, you know, when I first heard it was announced and that it was coming out so quickly after Assassin's Creed 2 and that it was going to have multiplayer, my assumption was, well, the single player is just going to be, you know, some tacked on 6-hour story that you can buzz through in a day. And it's, I mean, it's every bit as deep as the second game. And even actually probably more deep than the second game, if I'm being honest, considering the level of stuff that you can unlock and renovate and the different assassins that you can have underneath you and so forth. So really good game. I love that series, and Brotherhood is probably my favorite one so far. Obviously, I'm not that far in the story, but just from a gameplay aspect, I think it's probably my favorite one so far. And then last but not least, Ken asked me this week if I would review Dragon Age 2 Legacy. And I got to be honest, when he first asked me, my first thought was, oh, more Dragon Age 2. just because, you know, I had the conversation on the podcast that I really got burnt out on the game. I felt like it was a little bit disjointed. I felt like it really drug in some places. I felt like it probably could have been at least 10 to 15 hours shorter than it was. And I just, by the time I got to the end of it, I was done. But I got to say that, you know, Legacy so far, and I haven't quite finished it yet. I'm getting pretty close to the end. It's not very long. From what I understand, it's about 3 to 4 hours maybe. It's got a really cool story. I actually like the story more than I like a couple of the acts of the main game. It's just, you know, the story in this so far does for me what the regular, the vanilla, quote-unquote, second game didn't do. It connects to the main character, and it connects to the first game. I really felt like that, you know, the first game did such a great job of building up this, you know, sense of overwhelming dread. This epic storyline around the Darkspawn and all this stuff. And then the second game shows up, and the Darkspawn are in it for like 15 minutes. And then you really don't hear about them again. You just really don't run into the Darkspawn that much in Dragon Age 2. This expansion is much more focused around the Darkspawn. It's very connected to Hawk and his past, so not necessarily his past, but his family's past. So you get some good insight into that. So, you know, it really helps to establish Hawk's character a little more, which is nice. And like I said, it's got a cool story. I haven't got to the main antagonist yet, but there's a lot of good stuff in it. So, I mean, it's one of those things where you get some good loot too, and you get a pretty cool weapon. But for me, I've already finished the game, so the loot and the weapon are really only for this expansion. You can use your save from the end of the game to play this expansion. It plays kind of like a flashback. Okay. So you don't have to worry about whatever ending you have. You don't have to worry about the DLC not working. You know, there's the, for those of you that have beat the game, you know that you have a save in your load screen that says end of game save. If you load that, it spits Hawk into his house, and it basically gives you a message that says, thanks for completing Dragon Age 2, more downloadable adventures await, or something like that. And you can just go into Legacy straight from there. So if you've already finished the game, you don't have to worry about going back and loading an earlier save.
Okay.
The one gripe that I have, and this is more of a petty thing than anything, but there is one achievement that is party member specific. And without going into detail, it may or may not, well, it probably is, but may or may not be, depending on where you're at in your save, a party member that you might not have anymore. That's me being as vague as possible, but still getting the point across. Because I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. But there is an achievement for completing the DLC with a specific person in your party that you may or may not have in your party, depending on where you're at. So that's a little frustrating. But other than that, the other achievements really seem like stuff that you'll get over the course of completing the, I think there's 5 achievements, they all seem like stuff that you'll accumulate over the course of completing the DLC. So, for, you know, 3-4 hours, you know, it's $10. The trade-off's not great, but it is a good little piece of DLC. So if you're the type of person that wants more Dragon Age 2 and you want to dig into the story a little bit more, you want to know a little bit more about Hawk's family, it's a pretty good piece. Especially if, you know, you're hungry for more.
Hungry like the wolf.
That pretty much,
or the hawk.
For me. Or the hawk, as it were.
Yeah.
So that pretty much wraps it up for me.
And future?
More Assassin's Creed Brotherhood until I finish it. And then, I don't know. I'm still trying to decide where to go from there. More Minecraft, too, probably.
Minecraft! So. Alright, well, I guess it just leaves me, and I'll try to blast through as fast as I can, because a lot of the stuff we've already talked about. The first thing I played on the PS3 was the demo for No More Heroes, and because I wanted to see if it was going to be worth picking up now that I don't have to waggle.
Did you try it with the Move at all?
No, I actually have unplugged my Move controller and put it in a box.
There you go.
So, but no, I played it with just the regular PS3 controller, and the only motion you have to do is when you have to charge up your lightsaber.
You still have to do the six axis.
Yeah, you still gotta flop it up and down. Which I think is really kind of stupid. If I don't want any motion control, don't give me any motion control. Because that's how I chose to play it. But other than that, I'm still kind of hesitant about the game. It feels stiff.
That's what Suit is going for.
Well, not in that kind of sense. The combat feels really stiff. It's not fluid. The lock-on is... it's kind of hit or miss most of the time.
Yeah, I remember that. You know, the truth is, he did improve a lot of the combat stuff in the second game.
Yeah, I've played the second game on the Wii, and outside the motion controls, it felt a lot smoother. But the first one just feels really rough. I'm still debating. I've got it pre-ordered and paid off, but I'm still debating if I'm going to actually keep that pre-order, because I don't know that I will actually want to go through the whole thing. Because I'm sure I'll enjoy the stupid story, because that was the highlight of the demo. But the combat I just don't know if I can do that for how many ever hours it lasts. So, I'm still debating. We shall see as it gets closer. It's got about 2 weeks before release. And then on the 360, I finished Catherine. We already talked about that. Fantastic game. Highly recommend it for anybody who enjoyed the demo to go ahead and pick it up. Because it really is a really, really different and fresh game. And I think if you enjoy the demo, you'll really get your money's worth out of it. I actually picked up Brutal Legend because I told myself I was going to finish it sometime in the future. And the future came, and I finished it.
Hey!
And I did it because I just bumped it down to easy and said, screw it. I just want to see how it ends.
Welcome to being 30.
Yeah, I know. Well, that and the fact that I didn't really enjoy the RTS elements of the game as much as I enjoy just driving around the world, collecting stuff, and beating people up with my giant axe. I just didn't feel the need for the RTS portions of it. Which is kind of like half the game.
Yep.
So,
like every major plot point has an RTS element in it now.
Yeah, that's really kind of disappointing. But I did beat it. Happy I'm finally finished with it. The ending was okay, I guess, for what it's worth.
I still have not started that game. I bought it the day it came out, and I still have not started it.
If you don't like RTS at all, I highly recommend playing on easy.
I plan on playing on easy anyway.
Yeah, because it gets frustrating towards the end, really frustrating.
The big secret to that game is don't split your troops. I mean, it's not meant to be a micromanagement RTS game. I mean, literally, it's Zerg rush after Zerg rush.
Yeah, until the final boss.
Oh, God.
That final boss is what caused me to turn that game off.
I finally beat it. I mean, I played it on normal, I think. But that, those RTS battles, especially towards the end, were just a pain in the ass.
I also finished Earth Defense Force Insect Armageddon, and I loved it. I love the stupidity of it. I really do. It's just stupid. I mean, come on, you're running around with a machine gun blowing up giant ants. It's fantastically stupid. I really enjoy those games. I really do. And I'm glad that I can actually finish this one, because the last one was like 150 levels or something like that. So yeah, I never finished that. But I finished this one. It's really good. Really enjoyed it. I also played some Mortal Kombat with Drew and Mike. Good times.
Good times.
Still loving Mortal Kombat. Oh,
I suck.
You don't suck.
Yes, I do.
I super suck.
Neither one of you guys suck. Seriously.
I mean, come on.
John Corncob killed me.
I was punishing you for trying to play keep away. You don't.
That's what you have to do with noob.
You don't have to.
Oh, you're right. You can walk up and let John Corncob kill you. It's like, hi, my name's Noob. I stab you with my green knife. It's like, no, I'm not down with that. I'm going to throw my shadow at you from all the way across the screen.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't let you get away from me the rest of the match.
Yeah.
He was moving so stinking fast, like the back of his hat just kept staying up in the air. do you remember that?
Yeah, yes. his little wolf helmet or whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't because he was moving fast. He just had lots of static electricity from all the lightning.
Yeah, well, that must have been true, too. I also played From Dust, and I like it. I'm just not as high on it as John and Mike are. It's interesting, but I feel like it's kind of going to get a little repetitive after a while of moving this element over here and moving that element over there and telling these people where to walk.
How far did you get?
I played through the first two levels, so I'm not very far.
The reason why, the first couple of levels, which are really easing you in, when it starts becoming a little bit more frantic, and you start you find yourself in situations where you have to think very quickly, and you need to also think, be very precise, or else you could cause a huge fire or flood that you don't want. It becomes a lot more tense. It was a very draining game for me.
Well, if it gets to the point where I get frustrated with it, I probably will never finish it.
Well, if you finished Catherine, I can't see you not finishing.
But I enjoyed the puzzles. I didn't really enjoy making dirt mounds. I mean, that's just me, though. I'm not saying it's a bad game. I'm just saying I like
mud pies.
Yeah, I'm not getting into it as much as you guys did. I don't know. I'll give it another chance. Like I said, I only played the first two levels. And finally, the game I'm not giving any more chances to is Call of Juarez the Cartel. I loved the first two games. I really did. And after playing this abomination of an FPS, I'm just done. I mean,
so what's so bad about it?
Well, the first thing that's really bad about it is the story is ridiculous and the dialogue is terrible. And you can even notice that the developers knew this because every cutscene has a big ass button on the screen. It says press to skip this cutscene. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do that. One of the annoying control issues. Why is the reload button on Y?
Oh,
and
Y.
Y. The Y button is the reload button. And you can't change it.
That's not right.
So, not really sure why they did that. Thirdly, this game is blurry. Constantly. It's blurry. Every time you move, it blurs. Blur, blur, blur. Motion blur, motion blur, motion blur. I can't even fucking see the enemies.
Can you turn off the motion blur?
No, you can't do anything. There's, like, no options in this game.
You will play it the way we want you to, bitch.
Yeah, and it's terrible. The shooting, terrible. Shooting is absolutely terrible. My AI partners, oh my god.
Does it have co-op?
It has three-player co-op, where you can play one of each of the three characters in the game. All three of them are giant stereotypes. And if I have
one
to...
Is one of them a Mexican, not a Mexicant?
Yes, one of them is. And he says essay all the time.
Oh.
Every time
he punch his fist?
Every time we go somewhere, he says, I know what you're saying, essay. I'm like, oh god.
So wait, what are these, time-traveling cowboys?
No. This game does not have... The only thing that has to do with is the one of the main characters is a descendant of Ben McCall.
Now why do they dress up like cowboys?
Well, the one guy does. The other two do not.
Oh.
Yes, he wears
a line dancing bar.
He carries a cowboy hat and a six-shooter, which is just terrible. And his dialogue is terrible. Okay, like, you remember the concentration mode from the first two games?
Yes.
Every time you do that in this game, because I'm playing as Ben McCall, every time you do that in this game, he mutters off this little thing that makes no sense. He's like, and then there was a horse and the sword, and they fucking die. Every time you do concentration mode, he says that same line.
He doesn't quote biblical stuff anymore.
No, no, he says that exact line every time. He's like, and there was a horse, and it tore down my enemies, and they fucking die.
That's stupid.
Yeah, you're telling me.
I want to play this game just because of that.
Oh, this game is terrible. It's absolutely terrible. I don't know how Shanghai 6 finished it. I think I'm like 4 levels into it, and I just can't play it anymore. I just can't.
Wow. Copious amounts of booze.
Oh, my God. I've played some really generic FPSs and been able to finish them. It's not happening here. This game's just awful. Just awful.
So are you reviewing it?
No. The version they sent us was broken, so I borrowed a copy from somebody. And I just wanted to play it, and they can have it back. I sent my PR people. My PR people would probably prefer that I didn't review it. So
they sent you a broken copy?
Well, it wasn't their fault. It's my guess is it's because of the heat.
Oh, this was the one that melted.
Yeah. So the disc didn't work, so I had somebody loan me a copy so I could play it to see if I should even bother trying to get a review copy, and I'm not going to email them back.
Ooh, 48 on Metacritic.
Ooh.
That's
not
generous.
Not a single positive review.
Now, can you do me a favor and look up the current Metacritic for Duke Nukem?
Sure.
I'm just curious to see how fucked up the gaming press are.
All right, Duke Nukem Forever, what do you want it on? 360, PS3?
Sure.
360?
Yeah.
The 360 version of Duke Nukem Forever on Metacritic has a 48.
Game is so much worse than Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem is the exact same caliber of game as Call of War as a cartel, according to Metacritic.
Well, no. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I'm okay with you buying Call of War as a cartel, but if you buy Duke Nukem, you're just a dumbass.
I just, the only reason I bring it up is I just wanted to show what kind of bad rap Duke Nukem got. I have not played Duke Nukem, I have not played the cartel, but everybody who has played the cartel on my Twitter friends list has been talking about what a miserable game it is. And I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to get us off on a tangent. I just wanted to point out the hypocrisy and the bullshit.
Most of you have played Alpha Protocol, right? You know how broken ass that game is.
Yes.
It's got like an 80 on Metacritic.
What?
I'm pretty sure it's positive. I know that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's totally off. But no, Call of War is 100 times worse than Duke Nukem Forever. This game is terrible. Awful. Do not buy it. Do not rent it. Do not even bother. And that's all I'm going to say. As far as future fondling, I have decided that I'm going to start a longer RPG this week. I was trying to get people's opinions if I should go for Dragon Age or Dungeon Siege, and it appears Dragon Age is the king.
Yeah.
Oh, Dungeon Siege is cool.
Well, I like Dungeon Siege. It'll be, you know, after Dragon Age.
Dungeon Siege will probably take you around 11 hours.
Yeah. I'm sure Dragon Age will take me a little longer.
No, God, yeah.
So yeah. That's actually what I'm going to start tonight. I'm going to start Dragon Age, and we'll see how that goes. But for everything else, it's quiet.
Hopefully you don't get as tired of it as quick as I did.
Well, yeah. Unlike you guys, I won't do all the side quests, so I may not get as bored of it as you did.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Like, in Dragon Age, you kind of have to, you know?
I didn't in the first one.
Yeah, but it's always like, oh, man, I may have missed out on, like, some awesome weapon, or I may miss out on like a awesome new skill that I don't know about.
Well, see, the logic in my brain says that whatever weapon I missed, I'll get another one in 5 minutes anyway. So I'm not a completionist when it comes to those games. I just kind of go through them and play them how I want to play them. I don't worry about all the side quests, so maybe I won't get as burned out on it, but we'll see. But as far as everything else, the only thing coming out for the next 2 weeks that I'm interested in is Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet. So I will try that out, the demo, on Wednesday. But that pretty much is it. Now that the fondling is over, which was super long, it's time to do some news. So I guess we'll do some news.
Trust me.
So there you go.
We're doing rumors or news?
Because it's not a rumor.
It's not a rumor. Madden NFL 12 has an achievement which has been inspired by a YouTube video of Greg Jennings running that 99-yard touchdown in the playoff game in the NFC Championship. Or not the championship, I'm sorry, just an NFC playoff game. It's called The Team on My Back. And you need to watch the video. Apparently it's very offensive.
It is very offensive. He breaks his leg.
Yeah, he broke his leg, and he actually ran a 99-yard touchdown. Outran the entire New Orleans Saints defense with a broken leg.
Yep.
That's embarrassing more than anything else, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, for the Saints, yeah.
Yeah. When the Saints...
I know Drew's happy because the lockout's over.
I know, thank God.
And can you believe the lockout lasted so long that football starts in like 2 weeks?
Yeah, we got the season, well, the preseason.
Yeah, because they actually canceled the Hall of Fame game that was supposed to be this Saturday coming up.
Whatever.
And they canceled it.
Bullshit.
So.
Yeah, I know. I agree, Arnold.
Long-delayed Final Fantasy Tactics iOS port is coming soon. Apple's approved it, and it will be available soon. So I know probably Gambus will be excited about that. Drivers Online, Always Online DRM, is a success according to Ubisoft, and it will be implemented regardless of what you say. So, there you go.
Fuck you, man!
Oh, God. Now we're mixing metaphors.
Nintendo stock drops massively, and the president will see a $300 million loss because Nintendo came out this week and announced that the 3DS will drop in price to $169.99.
All right, can we talk about... We're going to talk about this now, right?
Sure, why not?
All right. There was an article from... a large gaming website
Stop
that pretty
whining.
Much rattled off all these statistics and said, oh, the 3DS is dead. All I'm going to say is this. Obviously, Nintendo was caught a little bit by surprise when Sony announced the Vita to $49.99. What we said this. I mean, if you listen to the E3 podcast, what did we say, guys? That we were going to see a 3DS price drop before the fall. Yeah. Well, we might have said before the end of the year, before the holiday, but it's coming pretty quickly.
Yeah.
This is not a bad move for Nintendo. And in fact, those of you who have 3DSs, are you that pissed off about it, given that you're getting 20 free games?
Yeah.
Not really?
I want my money back. I don't really care about the games.
You liar.
Because they don't have any games on there.
Well, yeah, just giving me a bunch of downloadable games.
No if deal. If we look at the reaction... of Capcom announcing Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 for $40
wrong.
With
wrong.
12 characters.
Wrong, wrong.
Oh, Jesus. Now everybody's telling me wrong. You can't even do it yourself. You have to get your proxy.
Wrong.
Show me, dickhead.
Versus the very mild reaction from current 3DS holders. I mean, I think Nintendo, regardless of what you think about... the 3DS itself scored a PR victory with how mildly the frustration is at this price drop from current owners. In fact, a lot of people are happy about it. There's talk of people running out and getting it before the price drop to take advantage of the 20 games, since the 10 Game Boy Advance games, at least as of now, aren't going to be available to the general public.
Bullshit.
Yeah,
but we don't know what these games are, do we? Have they
They've announced some
games?
Of them, like Yoshi's Island is one, and that's a pretty well-regarded game.
And Super aren't they doing a Super Mario's one as well?
Super Mario Land, I think.
Yeah, but that's one of the Game Boy games that they announced.
No deal.
But there are some decent Game Boy Advance games that they mentioned.
No, oh, those are crap ton. Advance Wars will like destroy my day.
I mean, when you're talking about an $80 price drop, you know, mere months after the system's launch, versus, and again, we're talking about two different things, but we're talking generally about community reaction. So I recognize that these are two different things. You're talking about the Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 or the Mega Man Legends cancellation. You're talking about the anger at that versus the very mild reaction of the 3DS price drop. I think you've got a PR victory. On top of it, they're now positioning themselves more competitively against the Vita. If they are sitting on game announcements waiting for the Vita launch date to be announced, they could actually be setting themselves up for a strong holiday season. Anybody counting Nintendo out right now, they know the handheld market. Anybody counting them out right now is jumping the gun and is being an alarmist. Let's just see what happens. So that's
give
my take on the situation. What did you say, Arnold?
Give this people air.
Okay, I'm done.
Anyway, also having to do with the price drop, Iwata's salary was cut in half. And he said he was going to give it 4 months.
So $300 million a year instead of $600 million a year?
Everybody at Nintendo, all the executives took a pay cut because of this. Because they're losing money on the system.
Yeah, but they make so much money off everything else. And have been for years.
Yeah. Not anymore.
These dudes are not crying, trust me.
Yeah.
If you take a look at this, though, they're, regardless of what they're...
Bill Cosby's just going ape shit.
Regardless of what their salaries are at the end of it, they are used to having a salary that is twice that. So yes, they're still making a lot of money, but just remember that they will probably have to make adjustments. I found some of the games include Yoshi's Island, Mario Kart Super Circuit, Metroid Fusion.
That's a good one.
Yep. Mm. WarioWare Inc., Mega Micro Games, and Mario vs. Donkey Kong, which was also a good game. So, I mean, they're releasing the Game Boy Advance games that they've announced already are pretty solid. The original NES Virtual Console games that they've announced, the original Super Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong Jr., Balloon Fight, Ice Climber, Legend of Zelda.
Mm.
So,
is that Lynx?
No, it's Legend of Zelda.
It's an NES Virtual Console game. So, original Legend of Zelda.
Yes.
Will be playable on the 3DS via download. These are decent games, and there's 20 of them.
Good.
Exactly.
I don't know. That is a whole other thing of, hey, we're rehashing shit.
but
again.
Hey, man, I'd buy Metroid Fusion again.
Come on. Don't bullshit me.
We talked to Nintendo about that, Arnie.
I probably wouldn't buy it again right now.
Alright, moving on. Dragon Age 2 is the latest EA game pulled from Steam.
At least they were more honest about the reason this time.
So, trade in your physical games at GameStop and get digital PC games on Impulse. So, there you go.
What are they doing with the hard copies?
Well, they're saying you can trade in your games and use them towards a digital download. That's all.
Oh, so trade in.
Yeah, they're not taking PC games.
I was about to say, I wish Sony would do something like that with the UMDs, but...
Yeah, right. You're just screwed.
Yeah, I know.
You're just going to have to hold on to a PSP.
Oh, that's not the problem. I'm not just selling my PSP.
No, I'm not either. I got a Metal Gear one.
3DS's NES Virtual Console games will also feature multiplayer... But it won't be available at launch. Just so you know. Vita. Fall 2011 release date is only speculation. That's a story.
It's a law.
They're just saying the press release that came out, the big one was Supremacy MMA saying that it would be released this fall with the Vita. It was just them assuming the system would be out in fall. So,
we'll see.
There you go. We will see when it comes out in March.
You guys want to do like a bet or something?
Do a pool. Yeah. They're going to announce the release date at TGS. They're going to tell you it's going to come out in December for Japan, and then it will come out in March for the US.
I'm okay with that. My fall's already busy.
Exactly. I don't think.
Especially
I don't,
if it gives some time for Ruin to come out.
I do
launch.
Not think they want to be competing a brand new system when there's all these games coming out. As far as business sense goes.
That's true.
Put it in the wall.
Resistance 3 beta is starting soon for SOCOM 4 owners. PlayStation Plus members will get it later in August.
Woo!
I have it. I got a code in the emails.
Oh, big whoop-de-doo.
I have not loaded up yet.
I will never load it up.
Oh, Jesus, what is with the hate, man?
Because the first two games were boring. We've been over this.
I know.
Super Mario and Mario Kart 3DS get release windows and new names. The games are now called Super Mario 3D Land and Mario Kart 7. And they'll be released in November and December.
Yeah.
Are these new games?
These are the ones they announced.
Is this really Mario Kart 4, but we're calling it 7, and it's in 3D?
Well, Super Mario Land looks pretty damn different to me, and I'm going to buy it. So there you go.
I told you.
Yeah, I told you.
Oh yeah, I told me. Enjoy your DS has 3D capability.
I will enjoy the game. I
filled in a survey on Nintendo Club Nintendo, and that said, how often do you use 3D? And that sort of like said all the time, sometimes, occasionally, not very often, or never. Which one did I pick?
Not very often.
Never.
You use it when you play the game the first time. Don't lie.
Oh, a good 10 minutes of the game.
That's still not never.
Don't be ridiculous.
So there you go.
I would be ridiculous, Arnold. And if I had a 3DS, I would never use the 3D.
Okay. Anyway.
Because I'm that kind of a bitch.
You are that kind of a bitch. Free Red Dead Redemption DLC bolsters multiplayer coming in September.
That's never crazy. I kind of wish I'd have kept it.
Never played the multiplayer, so
I played it. Actually, I played multiplayer before I played single player, and it was okay.
Tuesday, August 9th is turning into an awesome day for downloadable content. Not only are we getting Freddy, but Madden 12 demo is also going to show up on Tuesday, August 9th. We'll feature the Packers versus the Bears. And the game will have all of the free agency changes in a patch on release day so that it's current with the current roster. Which they've already been putting screenshots up of, like, Donovan McNabb in his Vikings uniform and Nnamdi Asamoah in his Eagles uniform. So, it's exciting times.
Meh.
I still don't like Madden.
I love Madden.
I can't play him.
I suck so bad at them. I suck at them too, but I just enjoy going through my franchise as my team. You know, and actually winning the Super Bowl.
The Raiders.
Exactly.
The Raiders.
Resident Evil 4 and Code Veronica HD will be $20 a pop. So
that's fine. I think that's fine.
You're okay with that, even though they only have arcade achievements?
What do you mean, arcade achievements?
There's only 12 achievements per game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it 12 for 200 or 12 for 1,000?
12 for 1,000.
That's actually kind of awesome.
Yeah, until you see them. They're kind of boring.
Doesn't matter. Easy 1,000, baby.
No, you don't even like achievements.
You're right. Easy platinum, baby.
Which is what I'm going to end up getting if they ever release that collection in the United States.
Those won't have achievements. They're the PS1 discs.
Well, but they'll have the HD versions of Resident Evil 4 and Veronica and Code Veronica.
Well, don't hold your breath.
I'm not.
Red Faction's future at THQ does not sound promising after the poor sales of Armageddon.
That doesn't sound like it's going to have a future.
Yeah, it's still DED dead.
Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater 3DS has been delayed. Imagine that.
There's a
surprise.
But according to the developers, it wasn't shaping up to be very good anyway. So it's probably
good
news.
That sounds like it's canceled.
Yeah.
God, I don't want to say that.
That can't be canceled, surely.
Come on now.
No, I got a question. What is so problematic about this? I mean, we're talking about a remake of a game that's a few years old now. It sounds odd to me that they're having issues with it.
Well, I don't know. Well, we were talking last week about El Shaddai and why it got delayed, and now we know why. Because Walt Disney is taking over Ignition Entertainment.
Walt Disney bought Ignition Entertainment.
Yeah, the company already owns 50 points.
Really? I thought he was dead.
His corporation's not. Revamped 360 ESPN app might be better than watching sports on TV because you can now watch two games at once.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
It's every man's dream.
Except for the fact that it doesn't have the NFL on it.
Yeah, but nobody cares about that anyway, so...
Oh, please. You're just mad because it gets more viewers.
Actually, I'm not. I just think it's a commentary on American society.
What, that we prefer the better sport?
No, that you prefer the easier sport that doesn't require as much thought.
Wait, are we comparing it to baseball?
Baseball.
Yeah. Me hit ball with steroid arms.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk steroid arms?
No, that's me hit person with steroid arms. One is much more entertaining than the other.
We love violence.
Violence in this country is fantastic.
Anyway. I think that's what they should add Freddie to, the NFL.
He would just haunt your dreams.
No. Like, you're talking when the coaches are in the hot seat, it actually means that Freddie threw him into the furnace.
No, it is not true.
Japan gamers and devs are excited, but also hesitant on the Wii U. Too many unknowns can be a good and bad thing.
There are no unknowns about the Wii U. Come on. Everybody knows the Wii U is going to be crap. That's all you need to know.
I think the most entertaining thing about speculating about the Wii U is what the knockoffs are going to be called.
Jesus. Microsoft Store accidentally put up codes for all of the Xbox Live Arcade summer games. It's been pulled down since, but you could buy Toy Soldiers, Fruit Ninja, and Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet before they came out.
Eeps. I'm interested. Toy Soldiers is the only one I'm looking forward to now.
I'm not looking forward to that. I got bored of the first two.
Oh, well, you can give that to me. I'll sort that out.
You can have it if they come that way. I don't care.
I enjoyed the first one.
Double Dragon 2 3D Remake headed to XBLA.
That looks really good. Have you seen the video?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Looks like Turtles really in Time.
Reminds me of the Bouncer.
Never mind.
I'm stoked about that. That looks quite good. I was surprised.
That trailer, though, is edited so fucking weird. It's like it's all over the place.
Yeah. Battlefield 3 levels will be slightly compacted on the consoles. They said it's really hard making it identical to the PC version.
Flying the walls, why don't you?
Yeah. Keep it going. Connectimals is adding bears.
Wait, hairy gay dudes?
What?
That's what I want to teach my kids. Not only is it okay to play with tigers, it's okay to play with bears, too. You see a bear in the woods, don't worry, just go play with it.
There's a bear shit in the woods?
Doesn't it?
Only
we'll
after
find out.
It's called Bear Island. Will be DLC, will be $14.99.
An island just full of bears.
A bunch of gay guys who buy this and are completely disappointed.
Anyway, what? Jesus Christ.
What? No, the bears are...
Pokemon was the pokey of the man in the feet where the guy comes down to the feet and he makes him fall out of the
side. Maybe they should mix this, what is it, Bear Island? With Cabela, or Cabela. That would be awesome.
Danny, the man in the orange vest shot my friend!
That would be awesome.
Oh my god.
It would be awesome if they just combined the two games, and while your kid was playing with the animal, you could just shoot it.
And did like the slow mo thing when, like they did in one of the Cabela games I played.
Paul wandered into my room as I was hunting deer in Red Dead Redemption. Had to explain that.
Daddy, you have the death conversation, son.
He's like, Daddy, but you like deer. I'm like, yeah, but I'm hungry.
I know, I like to eat deer.
That's okay. Phantasy Star 2 Online detailed. Phantasy Star Online 2 detailed. Alpha begins soon. Planned for release in Japan later this year.
Phantasy Star Online 2, that came out on Dreamcast, didn't it?
I'm just telling you what it says.
Okay, what's it coming for, the Wii?
PC.
Is it another rehash?
I just said PC. Motherfucker.
Andrew, why you no work?
Why you no work? Why you no smart?
Darksiders 2 is skipping multiplayer due to technical challenges.
Fair enough, doesn't need it.
Yeah, I agree.
I commend them for not shoehorning something crappy in.
That may not be crappy, it may be awesome.
What?
Please.
No, I'm commending them for not shoehorning in a crappy multiplayer just to say they have multiplayer.
No.
Well, I mean, yeah, I understand that. But I'm saying, but I think multiplayer, if they'd done right, it would be awesome.
Yeah, but what they're saying is it would impact the single player or whatever.
Well said.
Anyway, get a taste of Tekken Tag Tournament 2 with Tekken Hybrid. The arcade-only game gets a PS3 Prologue version. Will be available.
A lot of alliteration.
I know. Yes. I'm amazed I could say it. It's like a tongue twister.
Yeah, usually the only alliteration we have begins with an I.
Anyway. Avatar Connect is out. Now you can make your own talk show. And coming later this week, Kinect Sparkler.
That's already out, wasn't it?
It just came out this week.
Yeah. This game lets you make a talk show with your nards? Is that what I'm getting?
Pretty much.
I call it the Rat Brain Show.
Outrageous, and I will repeal it.
You're going to repeal my rat brains?
Stop it!
Anyway, I'm going to move on to the Twitter, because that's all the news. It was a boring news week. Mookie's Groove said Puzzle Quest.
Of course he did.
That's all there is to say. Mega Monkey says, is there a game you've enjoyed but disliked what it did to the industry or vice versa? Maybe Guitar Hero or Call of Duty?
Yeah, probably Guitar Hero.
Yeah, I really...
I mean, I enjoyed the crap out of Call of Duty 2 and 4. And I definitely hate what it's done to the industry, but...
I think Guitar Hero definitely stands out as to a testament as to what can go seriously wrong if you, you know, overkill something.
Exactly. Donald likes that.
Alright, I'm gonna risk offending some people, but I actually think that the Wii in general... might have done some more harm than good.
Okay, that's a bold statement.
It's not really a bold statement when you think about all the shovelware that has came out and
the shovelware
that continues to come out.
That's exactly why. It's the shovelware issue.
Yes.
All right. I would have to agree with Guitar Hero for me personally. Yeah. He also says, I finally got Lair of the Shadow Broker and Arrival because they were 50% off this week. I'm so psyched to get into Mass Effect 2 again. Yeah, I still need to finish that last one.
I want to thank you for actually pointing out the deals, because the only one I didn't have was the Arrival, so now when I go back through for my second playthrough, I will get that, so thank you for pointing that out.
Is the Arrival the newest?
It is. That's the last one. It's the bridge DLC between Mass Effect 2 and Mass Effect 3.
That's the one I didn't do. I did all the rest, though.
There you go. We got a Follow Friday from Shanghai 6.
Follow Friday!
Mookie's Groove also says, is anyone getting Dead Island? I'm interested to know how it will go. Yep.
I think it's going to be a Borderlands kind of game.
No.
No, Arnold doesn't believe me. I think it's going to be more based on Condemned almost, where it's all physical melee attacks and stuff like that. I don't think there's going to be that much gunplay.
Come on.
They said there's not going to be much gunplay. Which is cool. In fact, the GameStop exclusive weapon is a combination between, like, what, a baseball bat and a buzzsaw or something like that?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Arnold, do you work at GameStop?
No.
Okay. He's on the up and up with the deals of the day.
Yes. Hi.
Anyway.
Hi.
Mookie's Groove says, R. Womble, I'm totally joining your crew on Oblivion and Skyrim. Tell me about Too Human.
It's really awesome. It's an acquired taste for a lot of people. If you can find it really cheap, I think it's a fun game, especially if you approach it the right way. Just make sure that you read the advanced control section. I think the demo is still up on Xbox Live Marketplace, so if you're interested at all, I would download the demo.
It's under $10 used at this point.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Sledgy77, that's a new one.
I haven't And before, hello!
He says, guys, please talk about the problems at Nintendo and the future of dedicated handheld gaming.
I don't know what that means.
The future of what? There's a bunch of problems going on at Nintendo with the price drop and the...
Yeah, we did talk about this.
We talked about that, but the future of handheld gaming, I think it's going to definitely lead more towards mobile devices.
Mobile, no, that's the thing. It's not so much, like as you said, handheld, it's now phone.
That's all I hear.
Oh, sorry.
You're breaking up.
Good.
Arnold doesn't like the British people.
Well, clearly... Yes. Is it alright now?
Yeah, that's good now.
Fuck you.
No.
Can you hear okay?
Fuck you. Yeah, fuck you.
You asshole.
Come over here and say that. Come on.
You son of a bitch.
Get your ass to Mars.
Why not?
Okay, so...
But anyway...
I was just saying that it's difficult now because mobiles do absolutely everything, and the price of gaming's on a phone device are so much cheaper than on a dedicated. It's going to encounter some real competition going forward.
I think what we're also going to see is if the Vita's experiment being able to bridge PlayStation 3 and then eventually PlayStation 4 games for on the go. Vita Play, if that ends up working, what you're going to end up seeing is some emphasis on cross-platform stuff, which is going to help drive sales of, you know, one or the other. You know, if you own a Vita, it will help drive you towards purchasing the home console. If you own a PS3, PS4, it might drive you to purchasing a Vita.
Wow.
That's pretty rough, John.
Yeah.
John, are you downloading
John, you
porn?
Like you're talking on a cell phone from 1992.
Stop it!
It is 1992.
No, you're in
I'll
the
shut
future,
up now,
not
then.
The past.
Bullshit.
Anyway, I'm just going to move on. DizLoudBoy916 says, how are you guys preparing to buy all the games coming out in October, November? Renting, buying, or stealing?
Not playing them until they go down in price 3 weeks later.
Now here's my plan.
Who the fuck was that?
It's pretty much my plan.
Here's my plan.
It's Arnold.
Arnold again.
Is that Arnold?
Listen to
yeah.
me very carefully.
Just to totally, what I tell you.
It totally didn't sound like Arnold.
Let me talk to your mother.
She doesn't like you, Arnold.
Get your mother, please.
Arnold, she said she's done with you.
Fuck you.
You're not my stepdad.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Yeah, that's what you said before you put your finger there.
Hello, cutie pie.
Oh, God.
Howdy, stranger.
Anyway.
That's what he said to his hand after he sat on it.
Me, personally, I'm going to own them all. I won't be buying, renting, or stealing them.
No.
Fuck you, so you're just not going to send us any review copies?
You guys know I send you shit all the time. Jesus Christ.
I'm just wondering like, what next Dynasty Warriors game you'll be sending me.
I didn't send you the last one.
Oh, you didn't know that Bleach was going to be a Dynasty Warriors game, did
I didn't
you?
Know what the hell it was. That's why I asked you if you wanted it.
Stop it!
Anyway.
That's right, I am.
Does anybody else want to answer, or am I just going to keep pressing buttons?
I don't know.
I mean, do we have any more tweets?
Jesus, John. Oh, I'll be quiet now.
I want to hear what you have to say.
I
just can't hear it.
I've actually pared down my pre-order list. I'm following Drew's philosophy, which is wait to see if they drop, and if they don't, I'll just pick them up anyway.
Stop whining.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, fuck it, I'm going to move on. What do y'all, MeDay354 says, what do y'all think about the 3DS price cut? And do you think Nintendo is finally waking up because the best console for them was the SNES?
I don't know, N64 was pretty good.
Bullshit.
I like the N64.
I loved my N64. I played the shit out of it.
Super Nintendo. ActRaiser, man. ActRaiser was on the Super Nintendo.
Yes, it was, along with like 6,000 other games.
Like ActRaiser 2. Come on, Mode 7, man. Mode 7's the place to be.
When I was a little boy, we would play stickball.
Yeah.
Actually, on the Super Nintendo, it was Super Stickball.
Anyway.
That one got me.
H-Dogger says, been gone for a while. Are you planning any game nights for games coming out soon? Dead Island, Gears, Assassin's Creed Revelation.
I mean, have we ever really planned a game night?
We did the Mortal Kombat one. And they
did Brink?
They did Brink, which
yeah, that turned out great. You guys picked a great game.
Good.
And we had a lot of people playing.
I'm just kidding, by the way. I just felt like being mean for a second.
What the hell? In fact, I will play Brink.
Stop whining. Stop
with
whining.
Anybody who wants to next
Stop
week.
Whining. Stop whining.
Of course, I'm the only person left in
Stop
the country
it.
That owns it, so...
Stop it!
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have traded that in a while ago.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I'm glad to host a Gears game night when that comes out.
Pokemon!
Or Resistance 3 when that comes out, because I unfortunately will be the only one playing it of this group, but...
We should jump back into Killzone, do some Killzone.
We could do some Killzone. I'll tell you what, why don't you hit us up and tell us what games you would like to play with us?
Well, bam.
And there we go.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm that guy.
Alright. Squiffy version 2 says, what's the best ending to a game you've ever seen, and what's the worst?
The worst was the end of Limbo.
You haven't played enough games yet.
The worst ending I've ever seen in a game was Alone in the Dark.
God, I'm trying to remember that ending.
The worst ending was the original Ghosts and Goblins.
Where it wasn't the ending.
It just said, thank you for playing.
Oh, do it again, motherfucker. That's the ending of the game.
Thank you for playing.
I think the ending to Alone in the Dark was there was two endings, and you could reload your last save and then just watch the
cutscene. Oh, I remember that,
again.
Yeah.
And one of them was the lady. Oh, spoiler alert.
Dude, come on. Nobody's going to play
Statue of
game.
Limitations.
One of the endings was the woman got possessed by Satan, and it ended right then and there. And the other one was she didn't get possessed, and she died anyway.
Yeah, well, didn't you have to shoot her?
Yeah, you had to kill her.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't kill her, then Satan take over.
Nice. I hate when I have to make that choice.
No, yeah, no. It's a pain in the ass.
I shoot him anyway.
Best ending?
I had two cats that I had to make that decision on.
Your cats were getting possessed by Satan, so you had to shoot them?
Well, they were going
to. I think.
I could just see it.
Good.
Mass Effect 2 for me was best ending.
I didn't like my ending because Thane went out like a bitch and I had to restart it.
I saved everybody. First time.
Oh man, what is a good ending? I'm trying to imagine.
Bioshock was good. I like that.
Yeah, really.
I didn't like that ending, though.
If you got the good ending.
You like the ending?
Only if you got the good ending.
The good ending was stupid.
The bad ending was terrible, dude.
Yeah, but the good one was stupid, too. Oh, and he took the little sisters home with him, and they all loved him until he died.
Oh, you were such a miserable motherfucker.
You are a miserable motherfucker.
Yes.
Fuck you, Arnold.
Fuck you.
I tell you, I really like the ending of Infamous, the first Infamous.
That's good.
You're just a fanboy, though.
I am a fanboy. Or who are you going to say? Metal Gear Solid.
No, the ending to Metal Gear Solid 4 is one of the most draining things I've ever had to watch.
Not the fourth one.
The first one was great if you got the right ending.
Yeah.
Which are you calling the right ending, though?
The one with Meryl.
Meryl.
Meryl!
Meryl!
Meryl.
The one with Otacon was not canon.
The one with Otacon was weird.
Stop it!
Well, obviously it's not canon because Meryl fucking died in the one with Otacon.
I know that. That's why I said it's obviously not canon. Jesus.
Anyway. I don't know. I'm looking at all my games.
Yeah, I'm doing the exact same thing right now.
See, the problem is you guys don't have the old games.
Yeah, I know.
What?
So.
I thought the end of Mega Man 2 was quite good.
Where Dr. Wily says he's sorry yet again, and we let him go and don't send him to jail.
Okay, hey. At that point, it was only the second time.
Hey, so the princess is in another castle. So there you go.
The end of what are we calling the end? The actual after you beat the boss, or the end boss through the end?
What?
I'm just wondering what we're actually calling the end. Like your reward for actually beating that final boss, you put the controller down, you take a breath, or like the end boss through the end.
I think you're overthinking this way too much.
Yeah.
What else is new? The end of Portal 2, damn it, was awesome.
I'm in space.
Shut up,
motherfucker. Get on that shit. That game ain't that long.
I'm in space. No,
I need to. I don't even own it.
Yeah, it's because you're a miserable motherfucker. I'm agreeing exactly. with John here.
You know what would make me even more miserable? Playing Portal 2.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know it's miserable for you to play good games.
Whatever. You know what game ended wonderfully? Killer 7, because I shut that fucking game off.
Drew's going to tell you he liked it.
I don't give a damn. I'm the only fucking person in the world that likes Killer 7.
Oh, anyway. Tortellini1 says, I hope you have a great show. Do you guys use gaming headphones? If so, what kind?
Yes. Turtle Beach.
Yes.
P something.
I'm using PX5s.
PX21s.
I have an Astro Gaming wireless set.
And don't we know it.
All I'm going to recommend is that you read my article about my customer service experience on the website, because their customer service is poopy.
You see?
All right.
I don't have any headsets.
No. That's okay, John.
Meryl.
He also says, also, I never played Darksiders, and I'm debating buying it. Is it worth it to play it?
Yes.
Well, for how much you can pick it up for now, absolutely.
Dude,
yeah.
God. I need to get that also. That's on my regret list.
That game is freaking incredible.
Along with with Dead Space and Dead Space 2.
Dead Space.
All awesome games.
GrayF34 says, Frustrated Fury, loved your rant last week. Agree with you 100%.
No, Capcom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't encourage him. Okay, encourage him, because it's kind of awesome.
Okay, here's one that's going to make you feel inadequate. Key134 says, I'm 2 trophies away from the platinum on Demon Souls.
I know a guy who has a platinum in Demon Souls.
That's impressive, man. Congratulations.
You just like downplayed what he did.
Yeah.
Well, bam.
Damn.
That's what I do.
Anyway, you just Key, one-upped him. That's awesome, man. I'm
yeah. Well done, because I haven't even played it.
Yeah, the fact that you're on track to get that this week, that deserves a huge, huge round of applause.
You're
so.
The man.
No matter what Drew says.
Yeah.
He's a miserable bitch.
He's a miserable bastard.
If you do need some help on those that platinum, then go talk to Silent Hitoshura. He got it, and I don't know how he did it.
All right.
Why don't you go ask him?
Yeah, you go ask him.
Yeah, because it's not. I don't care about getting the platinum.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I totally want a platinum demon.
Ooh,
souls.
Doubt. I doubt that.
You doubt it, and I clam up because it was the truth. I ain't gonna tell you shit. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm gonna shoot
here.
You then, because I'm that kind of cop.
You can't do that.
Then I'm gonna hold my gun in the air and shoot it until you stop running, and I'm gonna throw the cuffs on you. How's that?
Okay, anyway, Neospawn says, if you could party and drink with any video game character in video games, who would it be and why? I pick Sully from Uncharted. He'd pay for the hookers.
Sully would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, someone from that game, either Nate or Sully. Absolutely, that's good. I like that.
I know one.
Garcia fucking Hotspur?
No, not Garcia. Zeke from Infamous.
Yeah, after you fucking killed him.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Dude.
What?
Dude. I hope that wasn't just a big giant spoiler because I haven't beat either one of them. So.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Anyway. Kids? Did you say kids?
Yeah.
Kids, they listen to the rap music.
Key134 says, oh yeah, in Frustrated Fury, you were wondering why Bleach was called Bleach?
Yes.
It's apparently the creator named it after his favorite Nirvana album.
Oh, really?
Named after the Nirvana album.
That is weird.
Really? Really? That's kind of crazy.
Damn. If that's his favorite Nirvana album, he doesn't like Nirvana very much.
With their hippin' and the hoppin' and the bippin' and the boppin'.
Oh, God, someone unplug that.
MeDay354 says, have you seen the articles that video games cause death? If you're not feeling well, take a break. That's what I do. Games didn't take your life. You did.
Stupidity causes death.
Yeah, I mean, this last one about someone getting a deep vein thrombosis from playing their Xbox for 360, what really happened was they sat still or sat in the same place for 12 hours. Anything would cause that. It just happens to be associated with video games. Take a break, people. Get up. Go outside. Take a walk.
He couldn't take a leak. What was he doing? Was he pulling the Eric Cartman thing? Where he
pooping in a bucket?
He pooped in a
bucket?
Being
in a jar.
That's what I mean, do.
Chucker bomb.
I'd get up and give me something to drink at least. Jesus.
All right. Moving on. We got to go. Got two more left. Lieutenant Renji says, hey, Wombat. Give me that money, boy.
Give me that money, boy.
Yay!
Wow, that sounds like a very sick give me that money, boy.
It is a very sick one. And finally, Solid Sven says, hey, Zero, I would try to finish Dragon Age 2 over Dungeon Siege. Also, anyone excited at the MGS HD bundle?
Yes, I am. I finished Peace Walker, and now I want to play it again in high definition with two joysticks.
Oh, yep. I will play the PSP ones, absolutely. I'm just not at all excited for Metal Gear Solid 2 and Metal Gear Solid 3 without Metal Gear Solid 1.
I'll still buy them.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Metal Gear Solid 3 was awesome.
Metal Gear Solid 3
1's the best.
Phenomenal.
Agreed.
No, MGS 1 is definitely the best, though.
I'd say MGS 1 for me.
And he also...
And it's not included.
He also says, give me that money, boy. And to that, I say,
jazz is like Jell-O pudding.
Did he just say jizz is like Jell-O pudding?
Which gives them the brain damage.
I'm pretty sure he said jazz.
Yeah,
wow, I totally didn't hear that. I was like, what the fuck?
All right.
Now I know why I don't watch Family Guy.
Anyway, reviews? None?
None. Zero.
No.
So there you go.
Arnold, jump on him.
Shut up!
Let's do it. Wow.
Anyway, that's all I got. So the shout-outs, as always, I will give shout-outs to the Shanghai 6 and the Front Towards Gamer.
Yes.
I know they've got another Operation Supply Drop coming up. So go support that. God, I don't remember the rest of his.
Johnny Millennium.
There you go. Which I don't think he even said last week, because I heard it, and I'm like, what? So.
Crap.
I'll just fill in with the Cosby rap. Kids, listen to the rap music. There you go.
That's awesome.
That's all I got. I have nothing else.
Huh.
Does anybody else?
Do you want to hit every single button on the armored one and just let it go at one time?
I can't hit them all. I'll just hit this one. I hit this one for you.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine!
There you go.
So.
Indeed.
That's all I have. Does anybody want to do Jason's outro since he ain't here?
Well, firstly, I'd like to plug our hopefully coming out this week podcast.
Yes, that will be out this week now that I have the file.
We have got our first spoiler cast coming up, and we shall be tackling Infamous 2, so keep an eye out for that. It should automatically download if you subscribe to us via the iTunes.
And very soon we'll be recording our first Game Club podcast, and that game's going to be The Bouncer.
We have a lot of stuff coming up. Don't spoil it all.
Well, people got to know what to look out for.
Yeah. Well, I'll announce it when it's closer to the release date.
Okay.
All right, so who's doing the outro?
It's not a good idea for me to do it.
I'll do it.
All right, well, go ahead, sir.
All right. Oh, it goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can...
It's me, Mario! Zero Dollar!
This is gonna be a very interesting episode.
Gather time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.